Let me be sure that you heard him, because there's so many things one can learn from this little exhortation. Who can summarize what you have learned here? From the sister's angle and from the brother's angle. A sister will tell me, summarize what you have picked from what he has said from the sister's angle. Yes, sister, stand up. Give her a microphone, please. Let's hear you.
Shalom.
Shalom.
Your name,
in case somebody's writing.
My name is
Ifoma. In case somebody's writing it somewhere to ask of you later. Thank you.
Praise God.
Thank you.
My name is Sister Ifoma Eze. From the sister's angle and from what the brother has said at the altar here, personally, I picked something from there. The lesson I learned from the testimony he gave to us now is most of us, the problem we have in getting married is waiting for a rich man. Like he says something of physical appearance. You know, the way he's looking, when you see him, you will not know he has a dime in his pocket. So if that sister has said, because this man is not hefty, for that reason, I won't get married to him. If she has looked at the man, the way he dressed, and said, because this man is not well-dressed, because this man's tummy is not heavy, for that reason, this man cannot take care of me, I won't get married to him. So I learned, you don't know a man by his physical appearance or by his size. That is number one. Secondly, that was supposed to come first before
I said. That is a good point. Clap your hands now. That is a good point. You caught it. You don't catch him. That point is very important. But that doesn't mean that you should accept any poor man welcome like that. We balance it later. Go ahead.
Hallelujah. Secondly, he made mention of going into prayers before you get into marriage. That is vital point before you get to marriage. You have to invite God first, because he makes everything beautiful at his time, and what he says supersedes every other statement. So if God says this man is the rightful man for this woman, there must be, if you don't hear a voice, there must be signs to show you that God or has ordained this marriage to be, and this man is the rightful person for me to get married to. That is number two. Thirdly, I learned also that I cannot get married to a man that is not a child of God. I've been praying this.
Thank
maybe
you.
It has been what has been
clap
holding my
your
own
hand.
Marriage.
She caught it. Thank you.
I've always prayed, God, I want to serve you for the rest of my life. Any man that will not support my ministry, any man that will not support my race to make it at the end, with God, please, I better remain single. So it is very, very necessary and important to know the kind of person and the spirit that controls the man that you want to get married to. How do we get this? Only when you go through prayers, then you get answers from God. Praise the Lord.
Thank you. That's a sharp one from that sister. Anything in addition to what she has said, don't repeat what she has said. In addition to what she said from the sister's side, any other thing? Come forward. In addition, don't repeat what she has said. In addition, maybe there's another point you caught.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
My name is Ugo Joseph. From what I picked from the brother, for me, in addition to what my sister said, I understand that it is very important we get to know the foundation of both families. Mm-hmm. Like when the man was talking, yes, he said that the family of the bride told him that they would pray. Sometimes we don't really, consider the family we are going into. It's very important so that we don't go and tie a scarf for prayers, for someone else's prayer points. Thank you.
God bless you. That's another one. Let's clap for this sister now. Some people are listening. Any other one from the sister side? In addition, don't talk the one where they don't talk.
In addition to what he said,
yes,
you don't have to be in haste because you want to get married. You have to take your time.
Thank you.
You have to take your time, and you shouldn't, so that you won't fall in wrong hands.
And somebody is saying, "What if there is no more time?"
There just should be time, because God has time for everybody.
Thank you very
your
much.
Your own time will definitely come.
That's a good one. Clap your hands now. So there's always time. Not your time, but God's own time. Yes.
Praise the Lord.
God bless you.
My name is Ijeoma Naji. What I understand from what our brother says is that I realize that it's not for someone to be desperate is very, very bad.
Very, very bad.
And I came to understand that to have bad friends also, for you to, as a single lady, to open your mouth, you know, to reveal your secrets or to say anything that you want to say to your friends because the man of God or because the prophet have told you some things about your life or about your marriage, is very, very dangerous. Yes. To we young ladies. Yes. Because you don't know who is your friend. You don't know who that love you. You may be saying it because they are your friend, but inside your mind, they are very, very angry with you. They don't like it. Praise the Lord.
That's a good one. Can we put our hands for this sister that was hearing? Some people are hearing. I think we are finished with the sister. Oh, one more.
Praise the Lord, church.
Yes.
In addition for what they have said, please, yes, sisters, many people are deceiving us by telling us that you have to have a man before he proposes you. So please, let's learn that before a man, don't submit yourself to a man. Don't allow a man to have you before he proposes your marriage. Praise
Thank
the Lord.
You. God bless you. Who again? In addition, see, so many things you learn from these brothers.
Praise the Lord.
Exhortation. Yes.
I am Sister Ogechukwu Okoli. You shouldn't propose to a girl and have sex with her and don't get married.
Did
to
he
her.
Say anything like that?
Yes. Don't promise a girl.
Okay. Don't. You're warning the brothers.
No, he said so that you shouldn't have sex with a girl and promise her you will marry her and later don't marry her.
That is the brothers.
Yes, that's what he said. That if the girl should pray for you, that the prayer is going to work.
Yes. Yes, so. But that is the point I wanted the brothers to hold. Because that was the advice for the brothers. I mean, the one where concern you, sister, that one here. What did you pick? You, your own, you, sister. Yes?
Praise the Lord. My name is Sister Neka Bafo. What I really also learned from him, he made mention of when he was single and then he had invested a lot in the lady, is not a guarantee that you have to marry her. And the lady in question, you don't have to marry a man out of pity because he had invested a lot of things in you. You don't settle for the less because you don't even obey. It is a matter of choice and prayers. Your daddy or any prophets and give you any ministration concerning a woman, even the devil can speak to you concerning a woman. You have to pray serious. It's a personal race and between you and God. You don't need any man to confirm a wife for you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. That's a very good one, but it's also very dangerous, because while he was giving you were receiving, the Bible says he that plows in hope. So he was hoping for something, and you knew he was hoping for something, and you were allowing him to invest. After, you can't say na lie. If he pray against you, he go walk. Okay, that's for the brothers. Any more for sisters? Any more? One more over there. Yes, let's hear you.
Praise the Lord. My name is Aguchine. One thing I learned is that we should not allow our relations, like the mother of that girl, if not that man had bought things for her, she might have rejected that relationship. So we should not allow people that are around us, our parents even, our mothers and our sisters and our brothers, to choose or to make mention of who and who we should not marry. We should seek from God, and when he tells us go, we should hold on to it and go.
Thank you. Clap now for this sister. Brother Ernest, God will bless you. He is qualified. Brother Ernest is qualified to teach us because he has a successful marriage. And he's telling you, brother, he's telling you, sister, what qualified that woman to be his wife. And brother, what he went through to get such a woman. He loves this woman past anything. This one where you marry now. He wants to give her the best. The very best. And I know he's giving her the very best. In fact, she get belay, chia, fly and go America. May go deliver for there. Eh? Amen. She don't come back, Abby. Where? Where does go? She don't come back. She has come back. Just go born there, come back. When the woman tired for Nigeria, say, go to Dubai, go rest small, come back. He's ready to do anything because that is the woman that God gave him. Something will connect. Bam. But if not the one where all these influences give you every day, who tower, he tower. Then you go make amend against small. Every day, fight, 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 fight. So we have something to learn. Yeah, what do you want to talk?
What I wanted to say.
In addition,
personally, yes. Is trust, total trust in God. It's a different thing when you pray. It's a different thing when you are trusting your prayer.
Yes.
As in telling God, this is what I want. Like what he said he traveled abroad and he told God that if this sister is his wife truly, that God should, you know, keep the sister for him.
Yes.
And he traveled, you know, with rest of mind and even prayed a negative prayer. That God, if this woman is not my wife, let somebody else marry her.
Yes.
And despite all that, he still came back and the sister was still for her. Which means he trusted God.
Yes.
And God proved himself for him.
So you are correct. Trust. You are correct. Let's put our hands together again for picking that point. Yes.
Praise the Lord. My name is Asnedu Osai. We've all said the point that the brother made. But one other important point is, in addition to being patient, we should also look at the man that showers us with gifts. Because when the man is asking you out and he doesn't shower you with gifts, that means it's something that they ought to have started. And that is what one thing I learned from what the brother said.
Thank you. Brothers, you should... Okay, well, I'll come to you. He didn't say give her gift. He said shower. Shower, you cannot count shower. Just shower in the morning, shower in the afternoon, shower in the evening, shower every day, shower, shower, shower. Yes, sister.
Praise the Lord. My name is Sister Ngozi Roncho. Actually, what I want to contribute is the issue of discouragement. If the first sister wasn't discouraged by her mother, she would have married the brother. And the second sister, too, would have been discouraged by her sister. So we should not always listen to people, our friends or mothers, telling you what to do and what not to do when you've already confirmed from God that this is what you want. So discouragement is equally important.
Amen. Thank you for that point. Put our hands together again. People are hearing something. Let me share one experience, one testimony somebody gave me in Europe. A Nigerian man, Brother Godwin, he said he went to Europe, and you know, in Europe there, one way of getting your papers when you arrive there is marriage. So he decided to be going to church. They told him, before you can get, how Nigerians do there, I say, go to club, you will see girls there, then you propose to them. You know, they deceive them like that and marry them. He said he went to club, but he was not comfortable. He said he's a Christian. What does he have to do with So he decided to go to church. Every day he will just go and clean the church, clean the seat, arrange it. He appointed himself an usher. One day they sat down there, you know, they mixed sitting the seat together. And then he said, the pastor, after service, no, before, in the course of the service, said, turn to your neighbor and greet yourselves, greet yourselves, greet yourselves. He turned and there was a lady behind him, a white woman. And he greeted, you know, over there they greet like civilized people, not like us here. If I say greet your neighbor now, you will say, how are you? Now greet me that for here. Greet your neighbor, make I see. Greet your neighbor. Greet your neighbor. That is Africa. Wait first. Wait. In Europe, in the Western world, when you want to greet somebody, the first thing is, "Hi, I am Moses. How are you?" Then you will answer, "Oh, I am Teresa. How are you?" That is how to greet. Now, can you greet your neighbor? For Africa, "Hi, I am Moses. You are this one. You are say, why you want to know my name?" Okay, so he greeted, "Hi, I am Godwin." And the guest said, "Excuse me, did you say you are Godwin?" He said, "Yes." He said, "Please, can we see after service?" He said, "Waiting this Oyibo woman won't see me for." Barely after service, the girl was waiting outside. He said, "Excuse me, did you say your name is Godwin?" He said, "Yes." He said, "5 years ago, the Lord gave me a vision. Where you come from is the place with red sand. And the man came from Benin. If you are from Benin, you know all the ground there is clay, red. He said, "Yes, where I come from, everything there is red. The ground there is red." He said, "The Lord said, that is my husband." Amen. Well, you know, they are in the Western world now. They are very open like that. But not here. Not do like that here. Don't go and tell somebody, say, "You be my husband, no, sister." Do that one. So, please allow everybody to sit. You never can tell when you greet person. You can meet anywhere. Amen. The last people now.
Praise God, church.
After you, I will hear the brother. In addition to waiting, we don't talk concerning that exhortation. Yes.
I'm Arochioma. I noticed that the man, Brother Ernest, first of all, he has always had a good relationship with God. Because if he didn't have a relationship with God, he will not have been able to make that deal with God to ask him what he really wanted. And he would not have been able to hear exactly the mind of God. Because going to see a prophet or seeking whosoever to direct you in issue of marriage is very delicate. It's something that you have to personally deal with God and be sure you are getting
that
what you
is
want.
Very necessary point to note. He already had a relationship with God. Yes, next person.
Praise the Lord. My name is Ogechi Uigwe. In addition to what my sisters have said, I want to contribute that we should not get married because age is really telling on us. And maybe we are too old, therefore we should go out there and get married. No, that is not the right thing. Rather, what you should do is, from what our brother said, we should always tell it to God in prayers. And another thing, don't marry out of pressure. Had he followed what his mother said, he would have ended up getting married to the wrong person. But because he prayed and told everything to God, he succeeded in getting married
to
the right person.
God bless you. God bless you. Next person. And that should be the final sister now.
Praise the Lord.
And the brothers, get ready. If our brothers stand up, stand here.
Praise the Lord.
Yes.
My name is Sister Lydia Irifu. What I derive from what Brother Ernest just said is, he was prayerful and he was equally watchful. If he wasn't watching, he wouldn't have realized that family were watching to know if he is rich or if he was rich or not. Praise the Lord.
God bless you, sisters. Thank you for learning so much from this little exhortation. Let's put our hands together, sisters. Amen. Thank you. A contribution from Chika from Togo. Shalom. I learned that it's not a must. You will love your ordained partner from God. With time and good communication, love can develop. Thank you, Brother Ernest. God bless you, Sister Chika from Togo. Yes?
Praise the Lord, church. what I learned from the brother is that the first thing is that God can use anybody to give you advice. The brother started by saying that Ibabalawo, something like that, spoke to him, called him and with his mother and draw him from his ear that he should be very careful. Anytime he wants to marry, he should pray. Which means that we as Christians, God can use anybody, any medium to advise us. We should not focus most on the medium that God is using, but we should focus most on the message. That brother hold on that message that that man advised him, and that was what works for him because he was later pray.
Let me hear you.
Praise the Lord. I'm Brother Bryce Shedrakibe. What I learned is, number one, for one to be a child of God and wait on God's time.
They are not hearing you, please.
I said, number one, for one to wait on God's time and be a child of God. And again, number two, the man needs to have something doing and have his own comfortable place of living. Praise the Lord.
God bless you. Who again?
Praise the Lord. Praise Master Jesus. Beloved, from our brother Ernest's testimony, I was able to pick something that in every child of God as a brother, there is always a sister that is there for him. Amen. In fact, secondly, I want to make this parable. When a rat enters a hole that is occupied by a snake with speed, that rat will go out of that hole with revives. Praise the Lord. Amen. What I'm saying in essence is this: desperation. The brother was not in desperate for marriage, even despite the age. He was very, very careful on what actually he wants. And I also learned from him that you can give someone gifts in terms of materialism and money, but not wholly believing that that gift or that thing will end in marriage. That is, financial gifts given to a sister, for instance, a brother, does not actually depict total love. It could be a likeness that you just give to her.
If I understand you, that is, you want the brothers to learn that the fact that you shower a sister, a woman, with gift does not guarantee marriage.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Now, sir, thirdly, I also understood here that 10 years broken relationship is more better than a day broken marriage. Because the brother made a point that as Christ is very much interested in his bride, so also he's interested on the earthly marriage here, that we have to be careful on whom we get ourselves entangled with, because the peace of the church itself begins from the family and extends to the church and society at large. Thank you.
God bless you. Let's put our hands together. I think he caught it.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
My name is Samuel Emmanuel.
Samuel Emmanuel. Are you a member of this church?
Yes, sir. What he said is actually fact. It is true. Because one of the things he said, I have already experienced it with one of my younger brother. So the thing that I understand there is that you will not be able to see maybe the parental aspect, because it's not the parents is going, it's you that is going. Because the parents will not marry the girl for you, or rather the parents will marry the man for you. It's both of you is going. You have to make sure that the person is a Christian.
Thank That's you. All.
Merci
God
beaucoup.
Bless you. Can we clap Merci. Our hands also for that contribution? Sorry. Yes.
Praise God. Praise the Lord.
God bless you.
My name is Onye Maechi. In addition to what one of my brothers said, he said that God can use anybody to give us advice, because the brother said it was a native doctor that called him. But the brother still added that the native doctor referred him back to God when it is time for marriage. So we can understand that God can use anybody to give us a message, but it's only God. Our help comes from only God. Since the native daughter still refers him back to prayer, and again, the native daughter told him to hold his hand on his ear, and he said, when it is time to marry, it means we will first get to the time of marriage before we start it. And again, our help comes from God alone, since the native daughter could not provide.
How will you know the time?
Since the native daughter did not say, go and marry, but pray. He said, when it is time to marry. And in one of your messages, you say, marriage is for men, not for children. In one of your messages.
Okay,
and again, I only understand that he is trying to give us a godly knowledge concerning marriage. For Bible say, in all thy way, acknowledge the Lord and he will direct your footstep. Praise God.
God bless you. Thank you very much. Can we also clap for that contribution? Okay. The last two people.
Praise the Lord. My name is Emmanuel Dominic. What I learned from that brother is that discipline aspect that he has laid the foundation right from the beginning, that they had what that Abali said, that keep on reminding him, and he has put that foundation in practice. Discipline, most especially. He has condoned that discipline, because when I find out about we guys, that when we have money, we be unable to control ourselves. We're full of pride, want to show ourselves that we have arrived. You understand? He be able to control that himself, most especially. He showed that discipline and be able to, he wasn't in a rush to make any hasty decision, despite he has even up to the age of getting married and the pressure around him. That's what I learned from him.
Thank you very much. Let's clap also for that contribution. Finally.
Praise the Lord. What I understand on what my brother said is, to be humble is very, very good. And again, when you have money, you don't have to be pride. To have pride, you don't have to have ego. That's what I understand. And again,
amen.
You have to be prayerful.
God bless
you. That's another thing. Thank you.
Okay, thank you all for all these contributions. All of you said something. Can we put our hands together now for all those contributions? Thank you very much. That means some people are listening. I'm telling you, listen to what we tell you here, it will help you. A lot of people make shipwreck of their future, of their endeavor, because of lack of counsel or because of bad counsel. So that's all we try to do here, to give you a little counsel. And this time, a godly counsel. It is our joy to see every one of us not just marry, but marry your heart desire. And nobody intends, like somebody just spoke, to live in a hole with a snake that can sting and bite you at any time. And there's no pride in entering a relationship, marrying, and then breaking the marriage, breaking later. And marriages break because this stage that we are in now, what we are supposed to know, what we are supposed to do, we didn't know it and we didn't do it. Or we knew it, but we were careless. So that's the emphasis. We come here, share that, and bless you. Praise the Lord.